Well, we have a lot of good news today. Once again, as this movie continues to play out day by day, who would have thought that all of the craziness we've experienced these past several years would actually make a lot of fighters come out of nowhere and bring many victories in so many ways, in many states, in many ways, where many, many are on the front lines now, realizing if we work together for this great nation, we'll have great victories. The exposure continues. Here we go. Folks, a reminder, August 11th through 18th, 2024, we're going to be heading to Alaska. That's right. We're going to be starting in Seattle and working our way up through an amazing, beautiful, beautiful place. And I just want to encourage you and just remind you that, you know, it's not just about, you know, meeting my family. It's not just about meeting LT. You know, we get some moments together where we can greet each other and talk for a few moments, but it's also the views and the entertainment. We're going to have a lot of great fun. The Isaacs are going to be on board. Amazing singing group. You guys will be amazed. You're going to be in tears. Many, many moments that they bring as they perform. It's absolutely amazing. Tim Lovelace comedy is just the best. We had a chance to watch him in action and just my wife and I just fell in love with him. And Dr. Kirk Elliott's going to be on board. And also, I believe Dr. Kelly Shockley, we're going to be talking to her. And, you know, it's going to be beautiful. You're going to be able to see Alaska. You're going to be able to make stops when we get to Alaska. You're going to say, you know what, I think I want to get off here and go check out different places like Juneau, Alaska. Let's see, we're going to have a scenic time in Sitka. We're also going to be in Ketchikan, Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, yeah, and we'll finish up in Seattle. You just don't want to miss it. Breathtaking views, time together with folks that, you know what, you've been beat up, hurt the past 5-6 years, lost some friends and family because they, you know, they think you went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, whatever, and you get to hang out with each other and say, you know what, I understand, and here's where I woke up, and great conversations with people on the boat. So just encourage you to jump on board before these are gone. These rooms are going to disappear soon. They're starting to hit that limited range, and you just don't want to miss out. You don't want to get caught up and then finally make a decision, and then it's gone. So please just encourage you, go to amwenode.com and check that out. So here's an update. I wanted to start out with an update from Assange, Julian Assange's wife.
The judges reached the right decision. We spent a long time hearing the United States putting lipstick on a pig, but the judges did not buy it. As a family, we're relieved. But how long can this go on? The United States should read the situation and drop this case now. Yeah. Now is the moment to do it. Just abandon this shameful attack on journalists, on the press, and the public that has been going on for 14 years. This case is shameful, and it is taking an enormous toll on Julian. He is under enormous pressure. He has been in Belmarsh prison for over 5 years. It's been 2 years, 2 years since the order was issued. This case should just be abandoned. The Biden administration should have dropped it from day one. But now is a right moment for the Biden administration to drop it. So please, those in the United States who are in a power to make a decision, please just drop this case now. Don't let this go on any longer. Thank you.
So, of course, WikiLeaks released breaking: Julian Assange granted leave to appeal extradition to the United States. Free Assange. Now Ultra Pepe Lives Matter chimed in. Julian Assange proved that America and her allies were committing war crimes in the Middle East. He unveiled emails showing John Podesta and his ilk secretly loved to attend spirit cooking cannibal events. If you guys don't know what spirit cooking is, you can look it up. It is sickening, and it comes and its roots are in Satanism. If you guys don't know who Satan is, He was the one created by God in heaven who said he wanted to be above God. He wanted to be worshiped as God. And I tell you what, he's trying to play God now on this earth, and many people are exposing themselves through the industry of Hollywood and music in their love and worship of this creation of God. Remember, folks will worship the creation rather than the creator that's in the Bible. He also told us, Julian Assange, almost blatantly, that the Democrat National Committee, DNC, murdered Seth Rich in order to cover up the fact that they rigged the 2016 primary for Clinton over Sanders. He is one of the most consequential journalists of our time, and he should be set free. If the courts won't do it, 47, President Trump, should pardon and let him tell his story. I, for one, want to hear everything he has to say. Another folks, somebody that chimed in, Stormy Patriot Joe, showed us this. If you look at the fact that June Assange wins bid to appeal, this would happen in June. Well, if you look at the drop on the cue board, 1195, SR connect to DNC, Seth Rich. SR is Seth Rich, connection to the DNC. MS-13, you guys know MS-13 are the gang members, the sick gang members, the Satan-possessed gang members. Julian Assange, why did the D's push legal rep on family? June, estimated time of arrival. Could it be this June, and they knew all along how this would play out? So they're exposing how they had MS-13 take Seth Rich out because he, I believe, many of us believe, Seth Rich was the one that got the thumb drive, handed it the information to WikiLeaks, and got the information out about Hillary and Podesta and their love of Satan. And so if you guys are wondering why they only want us to look at certain media groups, The New Yorker put out, podcast department, May 21st, 2024, that's right, that would be yesterday. A new show about the Cold War, Not All Propaganda Is Art, reveals the dark, sometimes comic ironies of trying to control the world through culture. Yeah. And so if you look at the document on the screen, CIA's use of journalists and clergy in intelligence operations. Did you catch that? So this was Select Committee on before the Select Committee on Intelligence of the United States Senate 104th Congress, second session, on CIA's use of journalists and clergy in intelligence operations, Wednesday, July 17th, 1996. So they plant their operatives in the media. The media then uses all of their information at 4 a.m., they get their talking points, they spread that out through international, national, and local media, and we are brainwashed for years. The other one I want to cue on is clergy. Journalist and clergy. That means that they made their way into the seminaries, and they wanted to ensure that the teaching of the Schofield Bible was brought to everyone so that everyone would jump on board with the same lie pushed on all of us through the seminaries. And it's amazing how that has made its way to today's time, where you cannot have decent conversations with those that attend most of these seminaries on what the scriptures are about in many ways. They have been infiltrated, and it has caused a lot of chaos and a lot of infighting with those inside of the churches, it is for sure. And someday I'm going to get into that. I'll share a lot more of what I think, but not today. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, he stepped back from the executive post. There's good news. So we're getting closer. CAG Drago shows us this. I should make more of these drawings and make the list bigger. That's right. These folks, Fauci, gone. Remember, he stepped down. You got BlackRock Vanguard down. You got Epstein down. He's still got Bill Gates showing, and he's still got Marina Abramovich, the one who is the satanic worshiper who teaches the spirit cooking. And then they all get together, they cast their spells, and they work in cahoots with each other to then do something like this.
Alert, a major bombshell in the Trump documents case. The FBI authorized the use of deadly force during the Mar-a-Lago raid. This according to documents filed by Trump's legal team. Agents in unmarked polo shirts planned to bring standard issue weapons, ammo, handcuffs, medium and large size bolt cutters, and even lock picking equipment as they prepared to go door to door at Mar-a-Lago. And they did, ransacking Melania Trump's bedroom along with Barron Trump's bedroom. The FBI also took extensive photographs of Melania and Barron's rooms for no apparent reason. Think about this for a second. Joe Biden sent men with guns to his political opponent's house and turned their bedrooms upside down. That's never happened in the history of the United States. And we've had some crazy presidents. This was the former first lady and a professional model. These people are sick. And Biden complains about his son's privacy, Hunter's. He had armed men rummage through Barron's bedroom. The FBI even allegedly had a medic on site in case someone was shot. Trump reacting, quote, "Wow, I just came out of the Biden witch hunt trial in Manhattan, the icebox, and was shown reports that crooked Joe Biden's DOJ and their illegal and unconstitutional raid of Mar-a-Lago authorized the FBI to use deadly, lethal force. Now we know for sure that Joe Biden's a serious threat to democracy. He is mentally unfit to hold office, 25th Amendment." Trump's lawyers claim that the former president's constitutional rights were violated. It was an illegal search and seizure. The FBI misled the judge to obtain the warrant, and the raid was executed in an egregious fashion and in bad faith. Nor was there any basis for the FBI to bring firearms into Mar-a-Lago. What was life-threatening about pieces of paper? The FBI improperly seized Trump's passports, tax and accounting information, and even medical records. Think about that. The Biden administration seized his political opponent's medical records. Who signed off on it?
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
How about that? He personally searched for a search warrant or created the search warrant for this matter. Let's kind of do a kickback on this one. Just find out exactly what he did.
Attorney General Garland, you said in our last exchange that it's your practice to defer to FBI agents in the field. I was interested, given your answer, to read in this morning's Washington Post that the FBI is saying that you overruled them when it came to raiding ex-President Trump's personal residence. Washington Post reports this morning, showdown before the raid, that senior FBI officials who would be in charge of leading the search resisted doing so as too combative. These field agents wanted to shutter the criminal investigation altogether, but they were overruled by Maine DOJ.
I've skimmed that article. That's not an accurate reflection of what the article says, and I'm not able to comment on the investigation. My comment earlier was about tactics on the ground in particular cases.
Wait. You said it's not an... I'm reading to you from the article. Quote, senior FBI officials who would be in charge of leading the search resisted the plan as too combative and proposed instead to seek Trump's permission to seek his property, according to four people, end quote.
There is often a robust discussion, and in the end, and it's encouraged among investigators and prosecutors.
But yes, and you made the decision.
I did. That's
right. You said you did.
No, I'm sorry. What I said was I approved the decision.
So you didn't make the decision?
I approve the decision to seek a search warrant after probable cause was
overruling the FBI agents who did not want to do so. Did you talk about this with the White House?
The memorandum does not. That Washington Post article does not say what you're saying.
How about that? Ultra MAGA Party always showing us how this all works. This Garland character right here makes me sick. If you're not feeling well, here's something to help you feel a lot better. Well, folks, are you still having trouble sleeping or you're hurt, pain, stressed out? Found a solution for you. CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount. To get you started, visit cbdistillery.com. In the description box below, use code LT for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. Use code LT. So woke society said I keep seeing Fed shills and apologists say everything the FBI did was standard procedure with the Mar-a-Lago green lighting lethal force. That may be true. But let's be clear. Everything that has happened to Trump is nothing close to standard procedure. Russiagate. Remember that? Spygate. Crossfire Hurricane. Two scam impeachments. January 6th. Clavicle hoax, four Bolshevik show trials. The problem is the reputation of the FBI, corrupt courts, and government is permanently tarnished. The days of giving these people the benefit of the doubt, well, they're over. And Professor Patriot chimed in also. I've discussed this before. But when we say patriots are in control, we don't mean that every act and event on this earth is planned and controlled. That would be ridiculous. Instead, the phrase means that white hats are steering the ship. Documents and evidence surface at just the right times, seemingly from nowhere, to move public opinion or expose corruption. Seemingly bad events miraculously become boomerangs. The playbook is able to be used against the creeps because they never change their approach. The world is an extraordinarily complex place. Not every bad outcome can be avoided. We are watching a directional phenomenon, always trending in the right direction in spite of the evil acts of the dark state's best efforts. Patriots are in control of directionality, moving us constantly in the right direction with perfect timing and optics. Look at Mar-a-Lago raid. Scavino foreshadowed it. Remember, he let us know. He showed that number 45 door, right? You got to knock on the door at 45. That means they're about to enter. Trump was not home. Jack Smith was made special counsel illegally. Trump drew a conservative judge. The courts refused to accelerate the prosecution. We magically found out the FBI mishandled the evidence. The judge suspended the trial date indefinitely. Now we magically find out that the FBI essentially had a hit order on Trump that came from the Biden administration. The optics made Trump more popular. Each step was important, then led to the next. They might have been prevented, but by the same token, prevention of one may have kept the next domino from falling. You don't have to read too much into the series of events to see who is in control. Patriots are in control. And it's making waves. Stephen Smith was on recently with PBD, I believe. And check out what he has to say.
I am saying is, he's the president of the United States, the former president of the United States. You talk to us about Russian collusion. You talk to us about a bevy of things over the years. Man still running. Four indictments, 91 counts, and the man gets more campaign dollars. Climbing in the polls, okay? And last time I checked, he still ain't been in cuffs. He still ain't been put behind bars. And he's the presumptive GOP nominee. You can't stop him. You cannot stop him. And so for me, I find myself ashamed of the Democratic Party for their lack of a competitive fervor. You had since 2016 to come up with somebody. And you still can't do it. That is pathetic. It is pathetic. And it is no excuse for it whatsoever. It is 2024. In 8 years, you should have been able to find somebody that can compete with this man other than a soon-to-be 82-year-old incumbent. I am.
How about that? So, of course, setting that up, again, it could be one of those where they're trying to get the minds of the people so upset with Biden that they'll be able to easily switch and swap somebody in. And, of course, when President Trump mentioned the 25th Amendment against Biden, that he's a serious threat to democracy, he's mentally unfit to hold office. He posted all this at amazing times. 2143 would be one of those timestamps that we looked at, thanks to Grasshopper. The storms to prepare, they're closely monitoring, we are with you. Do not panic. Should the lights go out, please know we're in control. We're prepared and assets are in place. We are with you. So all of that was gathered from that drop. Basically, comms that we've been told when these comms come out, that's okay. Everything's all right. We're watching everything. It's going to be okay. And check this out. All of this playing out where they exposed the evil ones trying to basically have permission to take President Trump out. While that's going on, then old Michael Cohen got caught. Let's see, what did he get caught doing in case you guys weren't paying attention?
Let me read for you the exchange between Todd Blanche and Michael Cohen. So you only gave him $20,000 and you took $30,000. Blanche, you stole from the Trump organization, right? Cohen says, yes, sir. Blanche goes on later on. He says, you did steal from the Trump organization based upon the expected reimbursement, correct? And he says, yes, sir. So again, that is breaking it out because essentially they walked through what it is that Michael Cohen actually paid Renfidge. And this goes back to, Jose, what you were just talking about, in this brown paper bag, all cash. He came to the Trump organization, an individual who worked for Renfidge, to collect this payment, $20,000, in which Michael Cohen paid out to this individual. The other $30,000 Michael Cohen kept to himself. Subsequently, why? Todd Blanche is now saying, okay, so you stole from the Trump organization, correct? And Michael Cohen says, yes, correct. I believe what during this cross we're trying to get at essentially here is even during this time in which Michael Cohen contends that he was very loyal to the Trump organization, protecting the former president, protecting his boss at the time, a man he has worked with for so long, right, since 2007, who is seen more as a father figure even, that he would then subsequently steal from him because he felt as if he was not getting the appropriate bonus that he was due. He stole.
Michael Cohen stole, and then Communist News Network, CNN, had to talk about it.
Truly amazing stuff that's going on right now. Some truly stunning moments in the courtroom, to be sure, earlier today. Cohen admitting to stashing tens of thousands of dollars from Trump back in 2016 that was intended to go to a technology company. Trump attorney Todd Blanche asking him directly, and I'm quoting now, "So you stole from the Trump organization?" Cohen replying, quote, "Yes, sir."
Oh, my goodness. Poor CNN. Wonder how hard it was for them to report that. Here's President Trump.
Every single scholar says there's been no crime. He's done nothing wrong. And I'm fighting for 300 million people. I mean, I have no choice. It's not that I like doing this, sitting in an icebox all day for 7, 8, 9 hours. And it's a very cold room, I will tell you that. But I'm doing this because our country needs it. Our Constitution's under threat. Our country needs it. So here I am.
How about that, huh? All of this playing out, the trial, and then, of course, they had folks that were able to go out and give him a piece of their mind, his Donald Trump Jr.
What it's doing is setting a disastrous precedent for our legal system, for justice in America. If it can happen to Donald Trump, and if they will try to do this to someone like Donald Trump, with a platform, hundreds of millions of followers, the ability to fight, they will do it to anyone. They have weaponized this system against their political enemies, and they've started to go down a very dangerous and a very slippery slope. This insanity cannot stand. This kind of bias cannot be allowed to happen in the United States of America or anywhere else. If this was going on right now in a third world banana republic, there would be people screaming about it. You people, the media, would be outraged. Instead, because I presume you're fine with whatever the results are, as long as it's against Donald Trump, your silence is deafening and it's disgusting. This cannot stand and it cannot allow to continue.
can't be allowed to continue. And he calls out the media, and they're going to have to report on this. And I tell you what, that was strong. But I really loved what Maria Salazar said about all of this.
Regardless of what you think of Donald Trump, regardless of what you think of him, regardless of what you feel about him, regardless whether you're going to vote for him or not in November, Donald Trump is not the only one going through trial. We all are. The reason why I'm here is because thousands of my constituents back in Miami are terrified, terrified when the courts in this country are used as weapons to crush our political enemies. Regardless of what you think of Donald Trump, regardless of what you think of him, regardless of what you feel about him, regardless whether you're going to vote for him or not in November, Donald Trump is not the only one going through trial. We all are. And I'm not sure if you know that, but that's the truth. Trump may be the one on the stand today, but the same forces that are manipulating the court system against him today will be after you tomorrow if we do not stop this political cycle circus that we are facing right now.
That was good. Really good. And so the fight is moving forward. A lot of folks are showing up for this. And see, maybe the people are paying attention. Let's see, how about when Biden visits New Hampshire and Boston? What do these guys have to say?
What do you make of his visit?
Not interested.
Not interested in the Biden visit.
I don't actually care for the man, particularly. I think he's done a lousy job, and can't wait for the election.
I don't think he's going to win the state, and I think it was pretty bold of him to try to take our history of being the first of the primaries.
Let's see, if Biden went to visit, how would we talk?
I say to every young man thinking of getting married, marrying a family of five or more daughters. I did. My wife's the oldest of five sisters. You know why? One of them will always love you. Not the same one. One of them has always been on your side.
What did he just say? All right, let's go back to the market, Poly Market. Presidential election winner. Trump is at 55% plus 16 over Biden, 39%. RFK Jr. is at 2%. It's his greatest lead since March 10th, according to the Interactive polling. Let's see what folks are saying in New York.
I got everything. Everything is high. Everything.
It's totally different than it was 4 years ago. It's a lot. Everything's more expensive, and it's only getting worse.
We're always talking about finances. I think any married couple will tell you that finances is like the number one conversation.
Even when you go to fast food, who wants to pay $20 for a meal? And that $20, you can actually go to a store and buy maybe 3 days worth of food for that. The inflation really hurt the way the economy is going right now with food costs.
Yeah, folks are hurting everywhere, and the wake up is happening all over the place, including the elections in Baltimore. I'm going to show you that in a moment. Before we get there, I wanted to tell you about amweknow.com. That's our website. I encourage you to go check this out. It's got everything you need, including a good way to contact us through email or sign up for our newsletter. You can become a partner with us. There's many things that you can do on that area. We also have the patriotlight.com. You can go in the description box below this video and check out this amazing website that has updates about every 5 to 10 minutes on all the news for politics, world news, markets, faith, social news, and resources. And so we have our social media sites. If you guys didn't know, we're on Facebook at AWK Updates, A-W-K Updates, and on Instagram at AWK_828. That's there for you. And also we have our gear at shop.andweknow.com. We have our even our sailing merch. If you guys are going sailing with us, we've got a logo with the sailing merch on there. And it's really amazing to have our T-shirts, our jackets, tank tops, stickers, cups, bags. You name it, it is there for you. And a quick update, just wanted to show you this. Remember when we shared a prayer for Braylee, 8-year-old granddaughter? They live in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She was battling DMG brain cancer for 14 months. Well, they sent me the picture in of the screenshot of that video, and they said they had sad news from Fort Wayne. On May 1st at 4 p.m., Braylee left to be with the Lord in heaven. And she sent this note: "We want to thank all of those that prayed for B." I guess that's her nickname. God bless you all. She's fully healed after a 15-month fight against DMG brain cancer. So we want to definitely keep their family in prayer and B's grandpa. Here's more pictures of patriots wearing her gear.
After Donald Trump wins, what's next for America? The economy booms. American energy is unleashed and an end to crushing taxes. The border is closed and the largest deportation in history is underway. No more wars as we focus on home. Law and order is restored. The American dream is back and the best is yet to come. Make America great again.
How about that? President Trump always having ads to place for everyone just to show you what's going on. And he probably doesn't really need as many ads as we think. All you have to do is just show what Biden's up to. Let's see how many people showed up for Biden recently. Here, the crowd's going wild. Yep, look at them just standing and waiting in line for days and days to get in, right? No, that's not happening. Of course, they have supporting their veterans. They don't support the veterans. They could give a rip.
This is 30 minutes before the President of the United States is supposed to be in this room. Feel the excitement?
Yeah, I don't hear much excitement. 30 minutes prior before he gets in, and folks are just having conversations, nice and quiet. I see a guy yawning. All amazing, and of course, a video was put out by Dan Scavino showing this. That would be the Thunderbirds. That 15-second clip, of course, at 12:20 a.m. drop. Tweet number 1760, Dan Scavino drop, right? So what do we have in that drop from 1760? Michael Avenatti targeted jet. How about that? Wow, jet lines up with the drop. The drop from Dan Scavino. Start the clock. A week to remember. First private, then the second one's public. Evidence kills. What do you guys think that means? Anybody have a clue out there? Put it below this video and have a conversation about it. Another one was 12:20 a.m. Payday. Clinton Foundation Podesta emails. Payday is coming for these guys. The Podestas are in trouble. The Clintons will probably go down someday for the public to see. That's what we're hoping. George Soros is targeted. Number 15, 15-second clip. Already begin. Deep cleaning is happening. How about that, folks? I mean, that's just encouraging. Thank you, Grasshopper. Always working hard to put this together for us so we can catch it all. So do you think that there's a little bit of panic going on? Let's see, you know, a little bit about James Comey on MSDNC. Got to give him a platform so he can share his thoughts about, you know, with all the people, with these CIA assets all sitting together at a table. We've got to convince these people how dangerous President Trump is.
He is a threat to the rule of law in America. That's, to me, that's what this election is about.
Of course, we know James Comey is a threat to this country. We know he has created many problems. We know that he went into the White House and he illegally went in, recorded, and tried to cause chaos there. And of course, when he was fired, when he didn't do his job, when he caught the Clintons deleting their emails, having servers with secret top secret information in their home, and it was all leaked out to all of our enemies. He was fired, and of course, he was very upset about it, and he's been on a little tirade ever since, but got to get him out there. Got to convince the people.
Not about policy differences. It's about what kind of country are we going to be. If he has the ability, smarter than he was last time, to use the power of the Department of Justice and the FBI to target his enemies especially, the rule of law in America will change in a way we haven't seen in our lifetime.
Target his enemies. What enemies? The enemies that are against President Trump and his ability to destroy those that hurt every citizen of the United States of America financially, physically, spiritually, you name it. He didn't cause any wars to happen. And all of these guys have been playing the lie card, and they're everything that they've done, they try to stick it on him so that all the folks that watch these television shows can say, well, I heard James Comey say that President Trump is dangerous, and if he gets back in, he's going to cause all kinds of problems. He's going to have power to go after his enemies. How about the enemies of President Trump are actually the enemies? They're the enemy of the people, and of course, the mainstream media, they're in the front of the line of that one.
His enemies, how would he do that?
Well, I think the first thing he would do is he would express it in his first term as a wish. I want people to go after so-and-so. I want people to go after Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI. In a second term, he would go a step further, I'm highly confident, and say, I want him criminally investigated. And he would have, he was close to the bottom of the barrel in his appointees last time. He'll be at the very bottom. And those are the people who carry out that order.
And they're there to protect him, not the Constitution or the rule of law. That'll be the first litmus test. Are you loyal to me? And everything flows from there. There is an assumption, Mr. Director, that if he is reelected, he can just make all of these cases go away, the federal cases around January 6th, election interference, around the classified documents.
He won't make them go away. He'll have the right people in power who will use the correct way of using the law, having the Department of Justice work together and ensuring that those folks that are hired will hopefully be the right ones, and they will expose the FBI, the top 1%, the top 1% of the CIA. They'll expose all of those that have committed war crimes. They'll expose all of the education folks, the NEA, expose the IRS, expose the Federal Reserve. That's what he's going to do. But these guys can't handle it. They have to put something together. They have to have their CIA lackeys work together and make sure that they continue to bash on this guy who's dangerous to our country. He went on another show.
Are you concerned that it may get a test unlike any other if Donald Trump is reelected? I mean, when you think about a second Trump administration, what do you think the implications would be for the FBI?
Oh, it's amazing how they come up with these questions. Man, she just thought of that off the top of her head. Nope, they're trained.
Oh, serious. For the Justice Department and the FBI, because Trump is coming for those institutions. He knows their power, and I think he has regrets that he didn't work hard enough to corrupt them last time.
He didn't work hard enough. He didn't work hard enough. Excuse me? He was doing all he could because you guys kept backing him up against a wall, running investigation after investigation, lie after lie with Russiagate and more. Because here how they lie?
So he's coming for them, and that's a danger for all Americans. He's going to put people in positions in those organizations. He didn't have all-stars the last time. He'll have the bottom of the barrel this time, but people who will want to do...
Bottom of the barrel. Let's see, didn't Biden bring in the bottom of the barrel? Just about every person that he's assigned, they're freak shows. Freak shows. You guys remember that? I don't have all the pictures of them all, but just about everybody he assigns, they look like they're demonically possessed. He wants to talk about bottom of the barrel. Well, speaking of the bottom of the barrel, the former Red Sox pitcher and 26 others were arrested for child sex crimes. But we were told this is a conspiracy theory. Look at the screen. You'll watch what happens as he tries to enter a door, thinking he's going to meet with a 14-year-old. Boom. He's taken down. While you're watching this, the operation broke down here by First Coast News. Operation Valiant Knights, which began on April 24th, 2024, ended April 28th, 2024. In the operation, Waters said undercover detectives who posed as children chatted online with the men. He said the men solicited sexual activity and committed to engaging in sex acts with purported minors at prearranged locations, and that their ages ranged from 19 to 69 years old. 24 men were arrested at the meetup locations, according to the sheriff, while three men were arrested after follow-up investigations were conducted. And so you're watching that play out right there in front of you on the screen. One tackle after another taken down. These guys were caught. What else is going on? The global cancer phenomenon. It's not just America. The UK, Japan, South Africa, and Australia are among dozens of countries suffering mystery spikes of all different kinds of tumors in young people. Remember talking about this, and if my mind is put together correctly, I remember 1,000% increase, I believe, in the military and cancer since they started implementing the jabs. That's right. All of this playing out, remember when the ex-CDC director in 2021, he encouraged all Americans to get a Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J? In 2024, well, you don't really need it if you're under 50.
I want to also just take a moment to encourage all Marylanders to get vaccinated when it is their turn. Vaccines are the most important gift of science to modern medicine. And today we have three approved COVID vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, and now the J&J. All three of these vaccines are highly effective in preventing serious disease, hospitalization, and death. I want to encourage all Marylanders and all Americans to embrace vaccine with confidence and not leave it on the shelf for yourself, your family, or your community. This single act will help save lives, and it will allow you to do your part to helping us all bring this pandemic to an end.
So that was 2021.
Important for the most
now 2024
vulnerable people, those over 65 years of age. They really aren't that critical for those of that are under 50 or younger. And but those vaccines saved a lot of lives, but they're also, we have to be honest, some people got significant side effects from the vaccine. I have a number of people that are quite ill, and they never had COVID, but they are ill from the vaccine, and we just have to acknowledge that.
These guys, they're losing their minds. Of course, we know that the COVID whole thing was set up to put a fear in everyone so that they would go crazy and beg for a rescue element. Please bring something to help us recover, please. And it was all a psyop. Check this out.
Everything about COVID was a lie, I say. COVID wasn't a new disease. COVID was just the name they gave the latest flu-like bug. And whatever it was, COVID didn't kill enough people all at once to justify calling it a pandemic. What they did was set up the nonsense of all the PCR testing, the track and trace and all that hoo-ha. That was just more lying. If there was a pandemic of anything at all, it was a pandemic of testing. And the tests, the PCR tests, were made to lie in every way that mattered. Insofar as they fooled the users of those PCR tests into thinking something that wasn't true. The authorities lied about face masks. They lied about protecting granny, saving our NHS. They lied about the gunk they pushed as vaccines, which were neither safe nor effective and had never been tested to see if they would stop transmission.
Of course, government knows best, right? We have those reminders. We've been told again and again how this all played out. Many of you have loved ones that won't listen to you, who have taken several of the jabs. Many of us have experienced that. You guys know in my own story, several different family members and friends who took the shot either got their face frozen, they had cancers. We've seen effects on babies that were born. We've had family members, distant family members, who immediately passed away after taking the jab when they were perfectly fine. We've experienced it on a personal level, and I'm sure many of you have also, and it's disgusting. And we hurt for those that are experiencing these horrific problems with their bodies. And we pray and we hope for miracles that these things would be able to be cleansed out someday, for sure. Here's something else that'll help you out. Folks, are you struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? The IRS is escalating collections, adding 20,000 new agents, and sending millions of final demand letters. Well, in these challenging times, your best defense is Tax Network USA. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. With over 14 years of experience, Tax Network USA has saved their clients over $1 billion in back taxes. No matter your tax issue size, their expertise is your advantage. They specialize in negotiating with the IRS, aiming to reduce your debt significantly. Tax Network USA doesn't just negotiate. They protect your assets from IRS seizures and manage your yearly returns for ongoing compliance. Importantly, they are licensed to help with all state tax issues, regardless of where you live in the United States. The clock's ticking. Don't wait until the IRS steps up its game. Seize control of your financial future now. Go in the description box below and click on that link, tnusa.com/andweknow, or call 1-800-245-6000. Don't let your tax issues overpower you. Again, go in the description box below, tnusa.com/andweknow.
Doom. They listen to everything I say.
They do.
I'm sure.
They do. You took a bold stand, though, years ago when the governments were trying to poison their citizens. You took a very bold stand that nobody else took. That's what I was like, wow, I appreciate you, because I lost 3-4 jobs because I refused to take it.
For those listening, this is Terrence Howard, the actor.
I refused.
I bet you feel better about it now.
Well,
especially when you know all these people that have health problems because of it.
Cancers have increased 300%.
Yeah. All-cause mortality up 40% in some age groups.
Pulmonary embolisms almost up like 500%.
Yeah, thrombosis. Wonder what caused that.
Well,
crazy.
Spike proteins that's being built and collected within the system. We can go into, I can walk you through what the spike protein did to the BRCA1 gene. That's that gene inside of our DNA that tells us that there's damage that's happening, almost like the crews that go along the highway and they immediately put up cones every time there's a problem. Well, the spike protein, which is no protein has ever been able to enter into the nucleus of a cell. Not only does it go to the ribosome to say, hey, you know what? I don't want you to produce whatever protein, like if it was a skin cell, you're not going to produce keratin anymore. You're just going to produce these spike proteins. That spike protein went into the DNA and it tells the BRCA1 gene, turn off. And that's the gene that says, hey, there's a mutation here. Let's scrap that thing. And so now the cancers are building up. The spike proteins weren't shedding from the body. They collected in the ovaries. They collected in the lymph nodes. They collected in the bone marrow. So now we have all of these diseases that's showing themselves because the body is overwhelmed trying to deal with the spike protein that's attaching itself to the ACE2 and the endothelial cells in our vascular system for everybody out there.
And the more boosters you get,
boom,
the
you're
worse
turning
your
system off. You're turning it off. Your body cannot defend itself, and it's just collecting. It's just collecting.
But it also showed me the bizarre state of human psychology, that people, if you're presented with what could be a potential solution, you want to believe in it so bad that you're willing to defend these companies that have been the most deceptive companies, proven deceptive, not just deceptive, but deceptive in the way that they are allowed to distribute information.
How about that, huh? So this is coming again, remember, from millions and millions of people listening. It's coming from Joe Rogan, who has millions of followers. And that exposure is playing out. Also, exposure playing out would be the Fannie takes millions in cash. Check this out.
On May 15th, Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis received a letter from the United States Senate highlighting her misuse of $500,000 for a youth empowerment and gang prevention center, and $2 million for the Sexual Assault Kit Initiative. Instead, she spent those funds on traveling. In light of potential prosecution and disbarment, I respectfully ask Fannie Willis to resign, effective immediately.
So we should see an investigation, really, not just the resignation. All this money and issues, and speaking of money, look at the comparison video between the subway in China and a subway in the United States.
I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, just look at this.
Just look at this. What on earth is going on? That is insane.
Meanwhile, in America, it looks like this.
Sad state of affairs there. I remember taking trains in different countries, and I'm just shocked sometimes when we get to places and I'm like, wow, look how beautiful it is over here. Where did they come up with this concept? How did they develop this, and why are we not the same? I remember President Trump in his speeches stating that, you know, our airports look like third world countries. Airports. Why don't we have airports like super nice, like some countries? Like, I don't know, I've seen videos of Dubai Airport and Singapore Airport and more. Anyway, Wall Street's buying up entire neighborhoods, and they're trying to make it where everybody's living and renting properties. It's time to ban private equity firms from buying American homes. Here's the income needed to buy a home in USA in San Jose, $400,000 plus. San Francisco, $339,000. A year. Los Angeles, you need $279,000 a year income. All 50 states now require an income of $100,000 or more to get these homes. It's just terrible. And of course, funneling American taxpayer dollars to corporations is a scam. This one coming out for you.
Where in the
from Rand Paul.
Constitution does it say we can take money from everyone and give it to a private company? That's unconstitutional. The Metropolitan Museum of Art is giving $1.75 million. You say, well, I love art, and we need to fund art. This is a regional art museum, and it's a museum that has a $5 billion endowment. Some of the richest people in our country give to this museum, and that's great. Their names are on the wings of the museum. That's great. We have always had support by rich people in our country for museums. That's great. But we don't need to be taxing the everyday working man in our country to send another $1 million to a museum in New York that has a $5 billion endowment.
How about that? All this money being thrown in different places. We just showed you the infrastructure, train station in China versus America. And you just wonder why all this money's floating around, why we're making it harder and harder to buy homes and more. We had to talk about this Sunday, if you guys missed it. Dr. Kirk Elliott, many states are setting gold as a legal tender. People don't want to be controlled by the elites. These elites don't like our freedom. We had a great conversation in this, and I hope that you guys would reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, andweknow.com/gold. He'll help you in getting those precious metals, especially brought over into IRA, transferring over, so you're getting away from the fiat currency that's falling apart. And here's a portion from that. Here we go.
Could this clown be thinking, right? So I mean, obviously, Harari, he's like the spokesperson of all evil in the world, pretty much. But why would he say that? Really, why would he? So I got to thinking, it's like, okay, I figured it out. So he's right in the fact that Bitcoin and gold both are currencies of distrust, right? Because when you distrust the government, you want something that's private. Well, both decentralized cryptocurrency and gold and silver, they're private. So those two things they have in common, gold and silver and cryptocurrency. And they both, people who invest in cryptos or gold, both want growth, right? So in a nutshell, you know, cryptocurrency and gold and silver, they both have the same fundamental forces that cause their growth. But why does he say it's a thing of distrust? Because people don't like the system. They don't like non-private aspect of either central bank digital currency or of the government overreach. So they go into something that's private. So
we had a great discussion. He talks about Yuval Harari and what he brings up about conventional currency and banks and more. And it was just a very interesting discussion. I hope you guys check that out. Some other things going on, just to make sure you guys understand what's going on in Germany. Pro-pedophile activist group celebrates as Germany decriminalizes child porn possession. Lower minimum penalties for child pornography offenses. Do you see where this is leading? Destruction of the family. Destruction of what God has placed on this earth. And it is so sad that we'd get to a point like this in our lives and on this earth, where a country does not care. Well, the legal system of the country does not care about protecting the children. And so that kind of takes me over to the speech that was given for protection of our families, the core of family values, the wonderful speech given by Harrison Butker. Remember, we talked about him, NFL football player. He was attacked because he supports family. Somebody said there's a reason the left are so upset about Harrison Butker's speech. I believe this was from BioClandestine. Because the left's mission is to destroy the nuclear family so that the individual is dependent on the state. The left, well, they want full control of all aspects of your life. That's right. They want both parents working so they have more income tax to launder. They want your children being raised in their indoctrination centers known as public schools so they can raise your children while you're at work. The left want to demonize your religion so you will accept the party as your God. They want every human isolated and without a higher purpose so they will view serving the party as their only purpose. The left's ideology cannot coexist in a marketplace of free ideas, so they are seeking to destroy all other ideas. The reason they are so triggered about Harrison Butker and anyone else who speaks about traditional family values is because they are trying to eliminate the idea of family. Well, it turns out that Butker was invited to speak at the Georgia Institute of Technology. That's right. And he's given another speech telling the students to get married and have kids.
It is important to use today as an opportunity to take stock of your mission. Our culture is suffering. We all see it. It doesn't matter which political persuasion you sit on or whether you are a person of deep faith or not. Anyone with eyes can see that something is off. Studies have shown one of the many negative effects of the pandemic is that a lot of young adults feel a sense of loneliness, anxiety, and depression, despite technology that has connected us more than ever before. It would seem the more connected people are to one another, the more they feel alone. I'm not sure the root of this, but at least I can offer one controversial antidote that I believe will have a lasting impact for generations to come. Get married and start a family. Wow. I will say this is the most important ring I have right here. Having kicked the game-winning field goal in both the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl, rooted in my marriage with my wife, as we leave our mark on future generations by the children we bring into the world. How much greater of a legacy can anyone leave than that? Sadly, we are encouraged to live our lives for ourselves, to move from one thing to another with no long-term commitment, to have loyalty for nothing but ourselves and sacrifice only when it suits our own interests. This loneliness is rooted in the lies being sold about self-dependence and prioritizing our career over important relationships.
How about that? Can we get an amen? Also, some good news. Santa Surfing showed us Louisiana requires schools to post the Ten Commandments. Alabama is now banning lab-grown meat. We are headed backwards in time with Space Force to help monitor things, bringing God back in our schools, access to natural food, natural cures are available. It's incredible times. Incredible times. While this is playing out, we've discussed over and over again the importance of family. I love that. And I went and found some verses on the net. Top Bible verses about family. And I'm going to read these. Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old. He will not depart from it. 1 Timothy 5:8, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. And 1 Timothy 3:5, if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? That's a good one. Reminds me of a case that I'm watching right now for justice for Micah Miller. Somehow she was married to a guy who claims to be a pastor of a supposed church. If you guys know about it and look it up, Justice for Micah, you'll learn a lot about somebody who never read 1 Timothy. Genesis 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. How about that? Family, the importance of family. How could we forget all that is going on, everything that we've been hit with, and yet we have to remember family? In all of this, folks, I hope that we continue to work together, pray together, especially for the family of the Assange family, right? The Julian Assange, and amazing how his wife is staying by his side, fighting for him while he's away. Look at that. Amazing that those who stand for truth are fighting for us would be President Trump, Donald Trump Jr. supporting his father, part of his family. Those that are standing in the gap for all of us, day in and day out, in prayer and more. Family. And I love in Scripture when Christ tells us, who is my mother and my father? My brothers, my sisters, you are my brother, mother and brother and sisters who do the will of my Father in heaven. I think that's amazing. All of us connected. Through Christ, we are family.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for your love for us, your unbelievable guidance and direction in each area of how we reach out to others, sharing information with others, guiding us in a way that is just sometimes unbelievable. We look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, and may just continue to ask for protection over our family, protection over those that are on the front lines of this battle, this information war, this spiritual war. Father, we need you every second of every day. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in, for your time, your prayers, and more. You are so good to us, and we just want to make sure you know how much we care. And so I just wanted to ask if you could hit that follow button, subscribe button, and share, and that like button would be great. And just let us know below the video some things that you might have noticed and things that you want to share. We'd love to see it. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with MWeKnow. Signing out.